Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks and you are tuned into. This evening I got a prayer request. And before I play a song, before I do any of the protocol type of things, I want us to go before the Lord in prayer and in warfare for this person, this request that was sent unto me, and I am taking it to heart tonight. And I ask that if you are a prayer warrior, if you are an intercessor, if you are a believer in the healing power of Jesus Christ, I just ask that you go into the throne of grace with me this evening. And out of respect for this person, I won't be calling out any names, but God knows. And I believe that this God can restore brain function. I believe that this God can give life when the doctor said there is death. I believe that this God that we serve can restore and repair any and every body organ, any and every body system, any and every physical organic structure in our bodies. I believe that God can fix strokes. He can fix tumors. He can heal cancers. He can heal from AIDS. I believe that God can fix it even now. And so, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we believe that you are a healer. We know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are in the hospital room, God, because you are a God who are everywhere. You are omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. You know what we need even before we need it. And we call upon your healing power. We call upon your healing presence. We call and plead the blood of Jesus Christ even now, God, that you will go into that hospital room and touch this child's body, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, smear your healing virtue all over her, oh God. Touch her from the top of her head to the bottoms of her feet. In the name of Jesus, breathe the breath of life, oh God, the healing life, the nephosh upon her name. Restore, Lord God, what sickness and disease has tried to steal from her, strip from her, rob from her, and take from her. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you all glory. We give you all praise. We glorify thy name because we know you are a healer. We believe you to do it even now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for going into the hospital room. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for laying your spirit prostrate upon her body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for doing it and breathing into her. Thank you, God, for restoring brain function, God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Her eyes will open again, God. She will speak again. She will walk again. She will laugh again. She will dance again. She will live again. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. May the believers rejoice, hallelujah, in that you will do it even now. May the believers celebrate, God. Bring peace. Send peace to that family member, God, to the mother, that father, that sibling, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the loved ones, oh God, dry tears, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, bring comfort. Send great and mighty comfort in the name of Jesus, that they that have a need, oh God, may they know their need is being met in the name of Jesus. We speak to the angels of the living God. Pray, hover, stand, be a strong tower, be the flood lifted up against every enemy, oh God, every, Lord God, demon, every imp, every sickness, and every affliction. And we thank you, God, that you who are a healer would heal even now in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement. We stand in agreement with those that are praying in Vegas, those that are praying in Chicago, those that are praying globally. We stand in agreement with those that are praying even now on this prayer line, God. And we bless you, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, touching, that you are ministering, that you are manifesting, and you are answering prayer. Holy Father, thank you. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Miracle. Thank you for confounding the wisdom of doctors. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting the needs of your people. Thank you, oh Lord God, for blessing abundantly. Thank you for doing the exceeding and the abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Thank you for healing, for raising up our child, God, this child, your daughter, in the name of Jesus. And we honor you. We bless you and we glorify you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy.
When I want
you
to feel the
worthy.
Presence of the Lord,
you are worthy, God.
I go to the songs
and
that
we
have
bless you
power.
In Jesus.
Songs that deal with the cross. Because we can't get so advanced that we forget the cross of Calvary. I don't hear you in here. We can't become so progressive that we forget it's the cross that saves. It's the cross that purchased our salvation. It was his death on the cross that made it so that we can have a right to salvation and eternity. It was the death, it was the bloody, gory, wonderful cross. They would sing, I love and did my Savior bleed and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done? He hung upon a tree. What amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. A lot of people don't know those verses. Drops of grief can never pay the debt of love I owe. My shame. Dear Lord, I give myself to thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, at the cross, where and the burdens of my heart run away. It was there I received my sight, and now I am here. See, the generations have got to know these songs. The children have got to hear the same songs that I heard. You got to hear the old people sing, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood. Has me singing, glory to His name. See, you young people don't know the song. I am so wondrously saved from my sin. Jesus so sweetly abides. Where he took me has me singing
glory to his name.
Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin, I am so glad that I entered. Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Has me singing
glory to His name.
And for those of you that are not saved in the room, come to this fountain so rich and you plunge in today, you'll be made complete. You'll be singing,
glory to His name.
Oh, singing,
glory to His name. Precious name.
Singing,
glory to His name.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Praise the Lord and good evening. This is Tehillah Worship. For those that were on and you prayed with me, thank you. Thank you for praying with me, because I'm believing that they will not have to pull that plug. I am believing that that child will rise again. I am believing that God will work a miracle. And I am believing that it is by the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that she will live, that she will be healed, and she will be made whole. We thank God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we are talking tonight about the cross, and we're going to just reflect on the cross tonight as we are worshiping and meditating and spending time in the glorious presence of our Lord. This is Tehillah Worship, and if you have tuned in for the very first time, we will spend about an hour just hearing from Him, getting intimate, getting in His presence, and letting the worship of the Holy Spirit move us, motivate us, pour in us like never before. We will have a time of just personal and private meditation where I will just play some instrumental music, and I invite you to find a comfortable chair, get the Bible or get the notes from your sermon, the sermon notes from the word that was preached on this afternoon. If you went to church, or if you didn't make it, but you just got a favorite passage of scripture, I want you to just meditate on it. Think on the goodness of the Lord and press into the very presence of the Holy Spirit, that you may hear what thus saith the Lord to you on this day. And then I encourage you, I invite you, I implore you to let the Holy Spirit pour into you so that you will be ready for this week that lies ahead. And we are celebrating the cross of Jesus Christ, the cross of Calvary, and the victory that He attained for us. He secured for us the redemption that He made for us because He shed His blood. He died on that cross. And so as we prepare and enter into our time of meditation, I invite you now to find your comfortable place, get your word, get your Bible, and get into the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is Tehillah Worship. I'm your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and we are going to the cross. Thank you.
restless hearts find peace again. As the cross comes into view, at the cross.
And straightway in the morning, the chief priests had a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And he answered, said unto him, "Thou sayest it." This is Tehillah worship. Let us meditate on his word.
Thank you.
Is
How great are you, God? How great are you, God? Amen, amen. Praise the Lord and good evening. This is Word Sections from the Cross. And so we are going to talk about the cross tonight. And of course, it is a very, very, very broad doctrine, topic, and text. And so I'm not going to talk about a lot, but there's one thing that I want to mention, one thing that I want to share with you on this evening, and I'm going to do it in two parts. And so I'll do this first part now. Amen. So I want to ask a question. How many of y'all know that Jesus dying on the cross was more and was about more than our salvation? Yes, yes, yes. I hope I didn't lose anybody. I like saying that. Amen. But stay with me. Amen. It's more than about just getting saved, being able to be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, being able to confess the Lord and confess that He is Lord and that He died on the cross and rose again on the third day. It's more than that, because in the omniscience and the wisdom of God, He saw more than just that. He saw an opportunity to cut covenant with us, cut covenant with His people. Now, so we want to just look at that for a minute, understanding that Jesus hung on the cross because, in addition to the other stuff, but also because He was born to die so that God can cut covenant with man. Covenant, we understand, is agreement between two or more people, two or more parties. And in the case of this covenant that we have with God, it is God and it is man. And we have to understand that God has plenary power. God has all power, no power in this covenant. God, the greater, we are the lesser, invited us into covenant. So He is the originator of this covenant. He is the maker of this covenant. He is the keeper and the enabler of this covenant. And all He asks us to do is to accept the covenant, to receive the invitation, because He wants a relationship where He can demonstrate commitment to us and obligation to us. Commitment and obligation, commitment and obligation. And of course, there is some reciprocity in there. We then also are required to be committed to this thing. And we have some obligations, if you will, as well in this thing. And so the obligations and the commitment, the requirements are spelled out in the three parts of this covenant. Every covenant, if you read the Bible, every covenant has three things. It has the word, it has the sacrifice, and it has the seal. So, for example, in the Adamic covenant, He spoke to Adam, and His word was, and He said, "You'll be fruitful and multiply, you'll replenish the earth and subdue it." That was covenant. But then there had to be a sacrifice because man failed. And so the sacrifice then was the animal that the Bible says God used to. And it didn't really say animals, so let me say it as the Bible says it. There were skins that God used to make coats for Adam and Eve when they sinned. And so that represented the sacrifice. And then there was the seal of the covenant. The seal of the covenant actually, and unfortunately, was that they had to leave from this Adamic covenant. They had to leave Eden. And so, you know, the word again was actually, and I take that back, the word wasn't be fruitful and replenish. The word was actually the curse, unfortunately, was that they will have to eat of the ground, and Eve will suffer in childbirth and those things, because this was the covenant after they failed. But that was the word. The seal of it was that God gave them an animal to put upon their bodies because they were naked. And we assume, if you will, that it was an animal. And then the seal was that they left Eden, and there was a placement to keep them out of Eden. Every covenant has a word, has sacrifice, and a seal. And so this covenant that we're in, the new covenant, is no different. The word represents the promises of blessings and or cursings. And so there are some things because of the obligations that God will bless us, but there are other things that will happen if we do not do, and those are things that we call curses, but there are also terms. And so, for example, in this covenant, we are asked to repent, to believe, and to obey. Those are the terms of this covenant. And then, of course, there are vows. And so God asks that we make vows as well. God makes vows and oaths unto us in this covenant. And then we also, in the way of words of this covenant, there is a book. And that book is the New Testament, not the Bible in its whole, because there are other covenants in the Old Testament. But the New Testament speaks to the book of this new covenant that we have. Hence, it is called the New Testament. Then there's the sacrifice, and this is where Jesus comes in. And I think that we need to appreciate and acknowledge the fact that if Jesus had not died, not only would we not have the right to the tree of life, not only would we not have shed blood for the remission of sins, not only would we not have salvation in Jesus' name, but we would not have covenant with God, this new covenant. There is a sacrifice for every covenant. Why? Because blood and the shed blood ratifies and validates the covenant. This is why we say cut covenant, because something must be cut. Something must be severed. Some blood must be shed. And so in the part of the sacrifice, Jesus is that sacrifice because his blood needed to be shed. But we also need to understand this. Whenever there is a sacrifice made, there is somebody who must mediate and or provide the sacrifice or kill the sacrifice. And so there is a mediator or a priest. Jesus also acts as that priest. We got to appreciate the fact that he came because he was the sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God, but he was also the priest of God, the high priest. So he was the mediator. And in being the mediator, he also stood between us as man and God, who was and his wrath. And so as the mediator, he prevented the wrath of God to fall upon man. And then lastly, there is the seal. There is the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is the seal of this new covenant. And so we thank God. We thank God for his son. We thank Christ for his sacrifice. Because he did not have to die. He could have said no, but he did not. He suffered for us.
classic iron pick. Have you ever been stuck with a tiny pin? Then imagine 1,000 of them sticking in your head. He's suffered.
Amen. Well, we bless God. We've come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship, and I thank God for your presence, for your being here, for your joining me on this night. And I pray that you got something from it. I pray that above what was spoken and above what was ministered, that the Holy Spirit spoke to you. And may we continue to thank God, to honor the fact that he suffered, that he bled and he died. He went to the cross for each and every one of us. So to that end, I bid you good night. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks. God bless you. God keep you. May God turn his face in your direction, shine his countenance upon you. May the Lord bless you richly, my friends, my brothers, and my sisters. God bless and good evening.
like a rose.